It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. I have been weeding like crazy. I think I grabbed so many weeds yesterday. I still have green under my nails. Yeah, I should wear gloves. I know. I'm also mad at myself that I didn't plant tomatoes this year. But say people listening did plant vegetables. We're going to find out what they need to do as summer is winding down. On the line with us is the owner of City Escape Chicago Garden Center, Connie Rivera, on the line with us. Hi, Connie.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm mad at myself, as I said. Every year I have been planting tomatoes, and for some reason I didn't get around to doing it. It's too late, isn't it?
It's a little late in the season for that. It is.
What are we supposed to be doing with our gardens? This summer's winding down, although summer lasts longer now. It seems to go sometimes 80-degree temperatures until October.
You're absolutely right. And you know all those weeds you're pulling?
Yeah.
This year I have seen a bumper crop of thistle. Can't believe how much thistle there is out there. And I think those weeds enjoyed all of those long, long spring rains. You know they say spring rain, spring mayflowers or something?
April showers bring mayflowers. I did notice an abundance of thistle. I actually had to go buy leather gloves because if you try to pull... The good news is they come out of the ground pretty easily. The bad news is there's little prickers all over them.
Yes, they are miserable, and they are everywhere this year. So I'm like you. I dig in the dirt. I don't wear gloves. But when it comes to thistle, you have to. So, and unfortunately, all that rain that we had has caused all of our other perennials and trees to have enjoyed that rain, and now we have these hot summer days where we really need to be watering.
Absolutely. My lawn is looking a little crunchy. It looks kind of like a Triscuit cracker in certain spots.
Well, you know, when we have these hot summer days like this, your turf is going to go dormant. It does go into a dormant state just to kind of conserve itself so it doesn't die. So it will go into dormancy, but if you water it, it's going to help it out immensely. But we also recommend when it's dormant and it's like your Triscuit, you don't want to mow it too much. Just let it be in that dormant state and water it.
I'm looking around on your website, and it's cityescape.biz, is that it?
That is correct.
Outdoor plants, indoor plants. I don't have very many indoor plants. I have silk ones because for some reason I don't do well with the indoor plants, but Mother Nature helps me with the outdoor plants. When is it time to plant bulbs for the year, like if you want tulips or daffodils?
That is such an excellent question, because in the spring when tulips are blooming, we have people that come in and want to buy tulip bulbs. But fall is the time to plant your tulips and your daffodils. So fall's just a great time, September, October, you know, just as long as you can get into the ground. Once everything kind of goes dormant and you start to cut things back, you can see where you want to plant your bulbs. But something to remember is daffodils are going to naturalize. They are truly a perennial. So when you plant them, they're going to come back every year and only spread. The other thing is your squirrels don't like your daffodils.
Mm.
So tulips, while they give that beautiful, beautiful spring color that we all wait for, squirrels like them as well, and they don't naturalize. They are going to get weaker as each season goes on. So daffodils, tulips, crocuses, all of those are a fall planting season.
I have a perennial garden in the backyard, and I try to hit most of the plants that are native to Illinois. And I've noticed that I am getting more and more areas of goldenrod. So that is moving along everywhere, too. How do I get rid of some of that?
It does. Unfortunately, you're just going to have to pull that out as well.
All right, how do I kill ivy? Because when I first moved into our house 20-some years ago, I thought it would be pretty on the chain-link fence, and now it has taken over. Should I set fire to the yard?
Not hardly, but as you know, once you clip it at the root, all of the ivy on your fence is going to die back, and you can just pull it off. If you want to just totally get rid of it, you need to just get those roots out. But you can clip it right at the root system, and then what's on top of the fence will die back, and you can pull that off.
Good to know. And if people want to stop in, where do they find City Escape? I know they can find it cityescape.biz, but what if they want to come and look at what you have?
We are on the west side at 3022 West Lake Street. So we're between Sacramento and Kedzie, and we have our August summer sale on for the entire month. So great savings here right now and a good time to be planting.
We appreciate you talking to us, Connie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy, and have a great day.
You too, Connie Rivera, owner of City Escape Chicago Garden Center and Design Studio.